Good morning. It's really good to see you. Add my welcome to you, especially to lovely visitors we've got here and anyone else who is visiting this morning. Hopefully everyone had the opportunity to pick up a sweetie. And now's your chance. We shouldn't really do this, but now's your chance to show off. Anyone still got a sweetie? There's a few. In my house, I'm quite lucky because I'm the only one who likes nuts. So I always get all the Snickers out of the selection box at Christmas. Have you chosen your favourite? Well done. While you salivate over your sweetie, just have a quick look at this.
Okay, isn't that your... All right, here's the deal. Marshmallow, for you. You can either wait, and I'll give you another one if you wait, or you can eat it now. When I come back, I'll give you another one, so then you'll have two. But stay in here and stay in the chair till I come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go do something and then I'll come back.
It smells yummy. It smells really good. It's up to you. You can have it now or you can wait. Okay? I'll be back. Stay in the chair, okay? Okay. So I'm gonna leave and then I'll come back, okay? So you can either eat it right now or you can wait. Either way, okay? Okay. How'd you do? Did you do good? You did? Yeah.
You wanted to eat it, didn't you? Yeah. So did I tell you I'd give you another one? Okay, now you can have both. You need them.
Self-control is hard, isn't it? It's hard. I don't know about you. It might not be marshmallows for you. Is it marshmallows? Is it Snickers? If it's not, I wonder what your marshmallow is. What is your marshmallow? If you were sat in a room with something there and you were told to wait, what would happen? Quite a lot of us, there's a few nods, it is marshmallows. Okay, fair enough. Some things trigger those impulses, don't they? where we bypass the brain and actually it's all about what's going on down here. I really want that thing. For some of us, it'll be shopping. For some of us, it'll be things that really just aren't very good for us. Some of us will find it difficult to keep our temper. Some of us just can't wait. Waiting is hard, isn't it? Everybody, I would suggest, has a marshmallow. Sometimes a lot more than one. Something that we find it difficult to think rationally about and to control ourselves when there's a possibility of having or doing this thing. Now, as Christians, we follow Jesus. He is the example. So I thought I would just read a story of what happened when Jesus needed to exercise self-control. This is based on a story from Luke's Gospel. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I will begin. After Jesus was baptized, listen out, Albert, Esme, and Florence. After Jesus was baptized, he went straight out into the desert. Now, that might seem like an odd place to go, because as you know, deserts are very hot, and there isn't any food or water or places to stay. But Jesus needed to get away by himself and be somewhere quiet and lonely. He needed to be with his heavenly Father to get ready for his new life. In the desert, Jesus thought about the rescue plan he'd made with God. Before the foundation of the world, they both knew what would have to happen. To rescue God's children, Jesus would need to die. There was no other way. It was the reason he had come. Now that old enemy, the one who had spoken through the snake to Adam and Eve back in the garden, remember him? Well, he didn't want Jesus to rescue God's people, so he lied to Jesus. "Are you really God's own son?" he whispered. "Poor you. God mustn't love you very much at all. You don't need to die. Do it my way. It'll be much easier. It's much more straightforward and a lot less painful." "No," said Jesus to the liar. "I will do what God says." And from that moment on, nothing would ever be the same again. Jesus wasn't like Adam. Jesus was a new kind of man. He would not believe the terrible lie that the enemy spoke. Jesus knew God loved him and that he would trust God no matter what. It was just as God had promised to Adam and Eve all those years before. Jesus had come to do battle against the snake's work. He would get rid of sin and darkness and tears, and he would suffer, but he would win. Did you notice that bit where it said that the temptation Jesus faced was based on lies? God won't mind if you don't quite follow his plan. Oh, it won't really matter if you don't quite do as he says. You can make up your own mind. The devil says things to Jesus which sound very harmless, don't they? They sound very believable. He makes it sound fine, acceptable. But Jesus knew that it wasn't harmless. He knew that God did care, and these things did matter, and he had to be quite determined to honor God. Jesus had to show self-control. And I don't know what you think, but I think actually some of the temptations we face today are based on the same kind of lies. That's a strong thing to say, isn't it? Did anyone play the slogans quiz at the back? Anyone have a go at that? Few people, not many, few people. Well, we'll have a look at it now, okay? So, anyone, because you're worth it, you can shout out. I know it's Reigate, but you can shout out. Because you're worth it, anyone know what that's the advertising slogan for? L'Oreal, well done, Ali. Shh, you know who. Schweppes, that's right, yep. Simples. Everyone's now got that tune going on in their heads, yep. Compare the markets. does what it says on the tin. Ron said, everyone knew that. That was a very boy answer, wasn't it? Did you notice the depth of that boy answer? Yeah, Ron Seal. Here we go. Refreshes the parts that other beers don't reach. Oh, mixed opinion there. It's not Carlsberg, it's Heineken. That was the other one. I'd rather have a bowl of... Very well done. Very musical. Finger-licking good. I think this is an older one. KFC. Gosh, I'm worried about you. You know all of these. Snap, crackle, pop. Rice Krispies. Have a break, have a... The future's bright, the future's... Also on our apple theme... Oh dear, I've given that one away. Our fruit theme. I've just said it. Apple. Every little helps. A diamond is forever. Oh, that's De Beers. Clearly only a certain group of people knew about that one. Say it with flowers. Into Flora. And this is the last one. Helps you work, rest and play. Mars. Well done. Oh, I'm just going to go back to that one. Well done. You see, every day we are bombarded with this message that our life is not good enough. I can't work, rest and play unless I've had a Mars bar. I'm worth it so I can have the most expensive shampoo. We're fed this list and list of lies. So no wonder that self-control is hard. Our self-control is constantly under fire. I've done it to you this morning, making you hold chocolate in your hand for the best part of an hour. I need to say just this. This is really important. God doesn't mind if we have fun. In fact, he quite likes it when we do. He's not against nice things. He's not against having the good things in life. We talk about Jesus at a wedding, turning the water into the very best wine possible. God is a good and giving God. But he also has perfect timing. And sometimes, either we have to wait, or the answer is no. And it's not because God is mean. It's because he wants the very, very, very best for us. All those children in the film, I love that little blonde boy at the end. He waited and waited, didn't he? It was so hard to wait with his marshmallow. But then because he had waited and the time was right, he got a most amazing reward. He got both and he shoved them in his mouth. And God does give good and extravagant gifts when the time is right. But we have to exercise self-control. And here is the great news. The thing that we've been talking about for these last weeks, we do not have to fight that battle alone. We have to apply ourselves. It's hard, isn't it? Anyone still sitting here fiddling with the wrapper of their sweets? It's not straightforward. But when Paul wrote to the Galatians, which we've listened to a few times, he said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. He said, the fruit of the Spirit. So when we become Christians, when we invite the Holy Spirit inside of us, he will help us with self-control. When we commit ourselves to follow Jesus, when we know that truth, that he fully loves us, that there is nothing that we can do to stop him from loving us. It helps us to filter those lies about not being good enough unless I have got the very next bit of technology, because otherwise all my friends will think I'm backward and not really up to date. He will help us and he loves us completely. Well, I did that without the words. That was good. So whatever your marshmallow is, can you think what it is? Your marshmallow, the thing that you struggle with when it's in there in front of you. Whatever things in life test your self-control. And just seriously for a moment, there will be people here for whom this is a really big thing. People caught in addiction or who know people who are caught in addiction. The very best thing we can do in any sense, is to come back to God and say, I'm really struggling with this. Please, by your Holy Spirit, will you let this fruit of self-control blossom in my life? Temptation is hard to beat, but with God, anything is possible. Anyone still got their sweet? You still got it? Well done. Well done. And if you haven't, well, try again. And I hope you enjoyed it when you did have it. It's not the end of the world, because God will love you and forgive you no matter how many times we can't wait. And whatever your marshmallow is, I hope that you will be able to come to God and find a course of action that says, no, I'm not going to let this control me anymore. I'm going to be controlled by God. In the meantime, God's going to give us some good things now. Enjoy. And if there's any more at the back, help yourself on the way out.